Well, Greater Sydney will be facing some restrictions over the next 4 days as New South Wales health authorities scramble to find a missing link in the latest COVID cases. A man in his 50s and his wife have tested positive for the virus, but it's unclear how exactly they contracted it. The Premier says the restrictions are a proportionate response and still mostly business as usual over the Mother's Day weekend. For more, our reporter Catherine Gregory joins me in the studio. Catherine, what are the latest numbers?
So we heard from the New South Wales Premier and health authorities earlier today. What we know at the moment, there are 2 confirmed positive cases. That's the man in his 50s that we heard about yesterday and his wife. His wife's results came in earlier today. The other close contacts of this man have actually tested negative, so that's really good news. But obviously the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. The incubation period is 14 days, so we could see more cases come out in the next few days. Some good news, more than 11,500 people have been tested in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Obviously, they're urging more people to come forward to get tested. There's obviously a lot of alerts out for the venues that this man and his wife have visited since they've been infectious. That's going back to April the 30th. Those locations are scattered across the eastern suburbs, the northern beaches and the inner west. They include a few barbecue retailers, a cinema, some restaurants and some shops. So, again, anyone that's been to those venues at the same time as these positive cases are urged to get tested. Now, you can find a full list of those venues on the New South Wales government website. The state government did say that this is also a real timely reminder for people to use QR codes because it's been quite helpful for them. Here's what Gladys Berejiklian had to say.
I do want to thank in particular this couple who exercise and use their QR codes, and we cannot tell you how useful the QR codes were in relation to identifying people who may have been at various venues or identifying close contacts. The QR codes is what is allowing New South Wales to have a proportionate response.
That's the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. And Catherine Gregory, what do we know about how this man got the virus?
Yeah, this is interesting. So they've got some leads, but there's still a missing link. We do know that this man is not a quarantine worker, doesn't work in border control, hadn't travelled overseas recently, so that's been a real mystery. But contact tracers and health detectives, as they're actually called, did genomic sequencing and they found that this man's case matches that of an overseas traveller from the United States. That US case had been in the Park Royal in Darling Harbour. He tested positive there on day 1, so he was moved to the SHAR, that's the Sydney Health Accommodation, and he was moved there on the 28th of April. But at the moment, they don't know how that overseas traveller infected this man in his 50s, and that's what they're concerned about. So here's what New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant had to say about that.
We are exploring currently reviewing CCTV footage to look at whether how the transmission occurred, got from this individual to this to our case. And what we're concerned about is that there's a missing link. We can't find any direct link between our case. So what we're concerned about is that there is another person that is yet unidentified.
So that's Dr. Kerry Chant, the Chief Health Officer of New South Wales, talking there. She did go on to say that what has been useful, though, is that knowing about this, you know, this part of the case has helped them identify some additional venues. These are venues the man in his 50s attended, while not necessarily infectious, but it could be where he might have picked up the virus. So that's obviously going to be further cause of investigation. Those venues include some restaurants in the eastern suburbs, Fratelli Fresh in Sydney and the Bondi Beach Trattoria. Dr. Chant also did mention that they did some tests of the Marrickville sewerage system and showed some positive results there. They can't find any sort of source of that as well. Now, that includes people that live in the inner west of Sydney. It's about 42,000 people. So, again, the message to people in that area, say, you know, if they've got any symptoms, they need to come forward and get tested.
And tell us about the restrictions that have been put in place, Kat.
So these restrictions come into force from 5 p.m. today until early Monday morning. Basically, it means no more than 20 people in your home, no singing or dancing in indoor venues like churches. The exception is weddings. However, they say that only 20 people should be on the dance floor at a time. Mask wearing is compulsory again for indoor venues, so that's like supermarkets. That also includes public transport. Hospitality workers need to start wearing masks again. And overall, the authorities just say, you know, people need to be sensible. Let's bring back social distancing. I think there's been a bit of complacency there. Avoid large events if you're vulnerable. Get tested with even the mildest of symptoms. It should be noted that these restrictions are for Greater Sydney, and that includes the Central Coast, Illawarra and Blue Mountains. Now, Gladys Berejiklian did face a fair bit of hate in her media conference from journalists about these restrictions, you know, particularly since it's Mother's Day weekend. She did stand firm, and let's have a listen to what she had to say.
So what we know for sure is that someone with the virus has been moving around the community and doesn't know they have it. And they may have then infected many other people. So all we're doing is a very precautionary response over the next 3 days. It's actually very proportionate. Unlike other premiers, we're not shutting down the city. We're not changing the two square metre rule. Quite the contrary. We're saying to everybody, business as usual, but just do a few things extra to make sure that until we identify those cases or at least one person, it could be more.
So that's Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier there. She did go on to say, you know, she's happy to be criticised over this decision. And the state government also used this as a timely reminder to people to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
Catherine, thank you very much for bringing us up to date.